and good morning to each and every one of you across the vast egoless plain, across the vast egoless waste. And in that sense, we don't mean waste as in something that is lost. We mean waste as in something that is vacant for the moment, an unpainted canvas, if you will, something upon which we can plant our flag, paint our portrait, make our stand. In the egoless vast, Elcott, the next step, takes us by the hand and leads us there into the large emptiness of egolessness, but potentiality of fulfillment and fillingness, as if one just had a great meal, such as a steak or buttered rolls or whatever fills you up. This is what we attempt to evacuate from between our ears into your third eye, not third eye in the Hindu or in the religious sense of the Far East, but into your third eye, wherever that may be, looking behind you mostly, looking up hopefully, but looking ahead. In Elcott, the next step, the third eye is not located in the middle of the forehead, as it is in the Hindu faith. The third eye is generally on top of the head, staring straight up. Sometimes, when we are in our weakened state as humans, the third eye is on the bottom of our feet, or it might be anywhere below the waist. You can well imagine. Elcott, the next step. Live from the Redeemery in Ventura, California, with Dr. Ed Elcott and special guest, Overlord Four Eyes Prescott. We're very grateful to have Overlord Four Eyes Prescott.
And you almost called me Four Eyes without saying Overlord.
Yes, that is correct. It is something that I'm working on because I know I've got just a small way to go before I obtain and attain Overlord status myself.
That is absolutely true, Ed. And as an example of some of the areas that where you do need work is in your tendency to be familiar, and one can understand that, but I am an Overlord, and you were about to call me Four Eyes Prescott as opposed to Overlord Four Eyes Prescott. Four Eyes Prescott, one might think in the real world among the Earth people, that is, those out there that are listening to us now that are not as yet an initiate or novitiate, you understand?
Yes, of course.
Four Eyes Prescott might mean someone who is someone's, and I put this in quotes, something that can be relatable to the audience, someone's bitch, quote unquote.
Yes, or someone's...
Go ahead, it's all right.
Someone's punk.
Well, now, see, that hurts. So, just very, very briefly, let me just...
Yeah!
Okay, I didn't mean to say you were a punk.
No, I know you didn't mean to say I was a punk, but let's wait for Ed to recover. How are you feeling, Ed?
Being good.
I leveled Ed because he wanted to volunteer the term punk, or punk bitch, and you have to get permission from an overlord. So it was all right to say that saying my name Four Eyes Prescott, makes me sound like someone's bitch. It's overstepping. That is, bounding over the large line of delineation into that which we call no can do, and you heard that discussed last week. And Ed, how are you feeling, Ed? We'll wait for him to recover a little bit more. But when Ed stepped over into no can do, or the land of no, he wanted to volunteer, it makes you sound like a punk or someone's punk bitch. That stung a little bit, and I went ahead and went for the leveling button. In any event, Ed?
Yes, I'm fine now. Thank you very much, Overlord Four Eyes Prescott, giving some background there. We certainly appreciate that. Today is a special day because as we head toward that wonderful day in August, I believe.
If you're lucky.
Okay, if I'm lucky in August when I may elevate to Overlord, we're going to familiarize ourselves with what's called the self level.
Yes, you see, the self level, Ed. And I can call you Ed, even though I should call you Dr. Elcott, but I called you Ed to make sure your ego is flattened, leveled, and has been sat on. And by sat on, I don't mean we sit on you, but the leveling that is obtained, the flattening that is obtained, can only be obtained if one were to sit on something. For instance, in Elcott, The Next Step, we often talk about sitting on the hamburger bun. If you ever did that as a child, in the very childish, ridiculous ways that children do those things, I did. I used to take the hamburgers that my mother would pack for me and sit on them, and they would flatten out. And what's that look on your face?
Nothing, nothing at all. I'm understanding.
Right. And so when we say flattening, that's what we mean. We want to flatten, and we want to bring down to the level close to egolessness that which may cause us to think our quote-unquote stuff or poop, pardon my language, but doesn't stink.
In Elcott, The Next Step, we also say it's something that allows us to put our nose down there and smile.
That's absolutely correct, yes. Rather than saying our so-and-so doesn't stink, we say, I can put my nose down there and smile. In Elcott, The Next Step, we are able to achieve that state where you can put your nose right down in it.
And you can smile.
And you can smile.
Now, the self-leveling is a great responsibility.
Yes, to level oneself is to say, all right, I have tripped over into ego drip. I have gotten off the expressway of vapidness, and I'm now on the off-ramp towards self-aggrandizement. And that is a grave, grave error in action and activity in Elcott, The Next Step. So when, for instance, I saw a smile on your lips, Ed.
Yes?
When you said, I can put my nose down there and smile.
Well, I was approximating.
You were approximating, but you cannot yet put your nose down there and smile, can you?
No, I cannot.
I can, because I'm an overlord. So when you smiled, you were pretending or presupposing or premonitioning that state where you can put your nose down in it, smile, laugh, slap your friend or compadre on the back, and say to them, I evacuated and no one knows it, even though I did it in the middle of a street.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I had a bit of a cough there.
Yes. Overlord Four Eyes Prescott with us. So you're saying all of this to say that I should self-level?
Yes, because it's not what I would call an overstepping. It is not a bounding over the step, bounding over the boundary or the goal line of full-blown ego. It's more or less a provocation that you applied to yourself. You provoked yourself. You said, I can put my nose down in it. And smile, and you were actually smiling, thinking that you can put your nose down in it right now and smile, and you know that's not true.
No, I know that absolutely isn't true.
You have not yet reached that...
Well, we can get you a glass of water.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, Dr. Elcott. I called you Dr. Prescott. I'm very... All right, hold on for a minute. Bullshit.
Now, what is happening?
A very, very rare instance where, as an overlord, the overlord council now has just entered and you want me to self-level.
Why?
Because I referred to you as Dr. Prescott. You're Dr. Elcott. I'm over... Let me get this over with. Fuck.
Now, it's interesting, the audience and those who are here for our tutorial and those who are in attendance should know that that did not have the effect on you that it has on me.
No, it wouldn't have. I'm an overlord, so I can take a leveling. What that does is it doesn't necessarily affect me outwardly in terms of damage to the neural system or evidencing pain or some discomfort. What that is a short reminder of what can be and what must be if I continue to, as we say in Elcott, The Next Step, need the mind wipe, not the wipe. When we say we need a mind wiping, that means we need to go in to have our egolessness restored. When we say we need that mind wiping, that is something that must be done. If we just need wipe,
That means we put the nose down there.
Oh, I see.
We put the nose down there, we smile, even though we did it in the middle of a street.
Yes. And of course, one would need wipe for that. Now, much of this sounds crude to the uneducated ear, and that is what I would say is most of your listeners. They are not novitiate or initiate in Elkhart the Next Step. Nonetheless, it is paramount that these terms be learned.
Absolutely. We're very, very blessed and happy to have Overlord Four Eyes Prescott on with us this morning here on Elkhart the Next Step as we talk about the self-level. We just heard a very rare instance, if I may,
Yeah, see what you did?
If I may, can I just...
Well, you can call me Overlord Prescott.
Overlord Prescott, but I guess I have to get...
Yes, you do. All right, so Ed made the mistake, and an awful lot of priesterlies make the mistake, and it doesn't necessarily slow down his path to overlord status, but he made the mistake of calling me by my first name, actually by my last name, and so I leveled him. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm feeling troubling.
All right, well, you're still being affected neurally. The molecules are still scrambling.
Oh, goodness. I've had a very, very difficult last few days as I have been chairing a great many of these tutorials. I've been leading a few tutorials here in Elkhart the Next Step. Dr. Elkhart.
Yes, I'm fine now.
All right. Let's talk now about the self-level.
Well, as I understand the self-level, and as I'm sure you would agree, and I don't mean that in a presumptuous way, Overlord Prescott.
No, not at all.
That the self-level is something that is bestowed upon a priesterly who is about to become an overlord. That is, I can analyze my behavior, attitudes, opinions, and my interactions. And if, for whatever reason, I see an overstepping of the bounds or a violation of the handshake, which is what we call at Elkhart the Next Step, violating the precepts, we say we violate the handshake. We extend the hand and we pull back something that has been soiled.
That is correct. In violating the handshake, we have extended our hand into the great hand that is Elkhart the Next Step, and we have left on the great hand an impurity.
Yes.
And we also pull back our own hand and figuratively hold it to our nose, and we say the following phrase: that's not what I want, that's not what I want, no, 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 no.
Yes, and the no, 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 no is 7 times.
Correct.
So that we say that's not what I want, that's not what I want, no, 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 no.
Yes. Are you laughing?
No, no, sir, I am not. No, not, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
All right, I think you need to self-level, because even though you have not violated, you have not extended your hand into the void and pulled back something that cannot be held to one's nose.
Okay.
Don't get an attitude about it, Ed. I'll have to...
All right, okay. No, I'm going to self-level now. And in self-leveling, by the way, it's a elevation.
Yes, it is. So it's not as unpleasant as you would think.
No, it isn't. It's not an unpleasant... It's not unpleasant. It's just an embarrassment. Yeah, okay. Yep, yeah.
Now, tell us, how did that feel?
It felt fine, except for the fact that I felt as if I was standing naked and that I hadn't done a push-up or a sit-up in about 6 years, and I was in front of a group of women at a flower show.
I see. So, well, you don't even have to explain.
No. And I, yes, no. No, yes.
Ah, so Ed now is evidencing the post-level confusion, the flattening, which is oftentimes very much a part of it.
You're listening to Elkhart the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart. With me is Overlord Four Eyes Prescott. And we've been talking here about self-leveling, which is a new level for me to reach as a priesterly in Elkhart the Next Step. The self-level, that is when we call ourselves out and we reduce ourselves to the egoless state without the helping hand of the OL.
That is the Overlord Grand Council.
Yes. Coming up this summer, I'm hoping that I am elevated to the status of Overlord. This seems to be what is on track and on course, and now I've achieved this level of self-leveling.
All right. Now, let's go through it one more time. When one extends one's hand into the Elkhart Void...
When one extends one's hand into the Elkhart Void, one wants to pull that hand back, put it to your nose, and say, this is how it should be, or...
This is how it must be.
This is how it must be. If one extends one's hand into the Elkhart Void, puts it to your puts it to one's nose, and says, I don't want that, I don't want that, no, 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 then we know that we have to re-immerse.
Yes, you must re-immerse in the grand cerebral pool of information and knowledge, and then extend one's hand again. So really, ladies and gentlemen, at this level of Elkhart the Next Step, and I use the word level quite consciously, because level can mean an elevation, level can also mean a flattening, as we just heard today. But what one wishes for is for the ego to be drained, that there is no ego drip, so that one no longer has to be remanded for mind wipe, and that one is in a constant state of dirt floor.
Yes, dirt floor is the act of carnal relations on the dirt floor of a tool shed, and you laugh and sing and invite people in to watch.
Yes, very good, Ed. Yeah. Yeah.
Elkhart the Next Step with Dr. Ed Elkhart and his special guest, Overlord Four Eyes Prescott. And I hesitated because...
You hesitated because you forgot my name.
Well, you can't level him.
No, you're not a member of Elkhart, are you?
Actually, I just became an initiate.
Oh, ain't that a bitch.
Elkhart the Next Step.
That's all right. Dookie, just hold off, okay?
Dookie, shit.
Yeah, you see, I didn't know. So he's an initiate, huh?
Yes, he is an initiate. He got very interested being the announcer on the program. Duke?
Yes. Elkhart the Next Step will be right back, right after.
Yeah!
I say, take a breath.
Elkhart the Next Step will be right back, right after this.
Have you ever wanted to learn how to fly? Of course you have. Well, we can't guarantee that you'll fly in Elkhart the Next Step. But emotionally, in your personality, in your day-to-day, you will fly. You'll float above everyone, laugh and point. That's what Elkhart the Next Step is all about. We're going to be in your town very, very soon, and I'd love to meet each and every one of you listening right now, even if I have to stand there all day shaking hands and pretending like I like it. Let's take two in this. It went out, Dr. Elkhart.
Oh, great.
Overlords, I was just fooling around.
Welcome back to Elkhart the Next Step. I'm Dookie Williams. Here, then, is Dr. Ed Elkhart.
And Dookie, welcome to the level of initiate and novitiate in Elkhart the Next Step.
Thank you.
And, of course, being leveled is a part of the experience, but being leveled is also something that releases us from our molecules and then rebinds us to them without any consciousness, without any real awareness. That's called the ultimate in egolessness.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I... Yeah.
Why are you hesitant?
Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm Overlord Four Eyes Prescott. How do you do?
Very, very good, sir.
And why are you hesitant?
Nothing. I just was afraid that...
I see. You're afraid that this was going to happen.
Yes, I was. I was afraid of that.
Well, I did that to Dr. Elkhart. What did you say?
I think he said that's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, man!
All right. I know you have a sense of humor, Dr. Elkhart, but please... Dookie, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm very good, Overlord.
Well, it's good that you're initiate. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm good right now. Well, forgive me for overstepping, bounding over the step, and that is stretching the ball across the goal line of impropriety, and I hope to do better as we move more toward the summer months. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and I have learned how to self-level. And I think I should self-level because I've just had thoughts that were impure.
Really? I'm an overlord. You can share them with me.
Okay, I thought about taking you, bending you over that barrel.
Oh, man. Jesus, Dr. Elcott.
How about that, man?
Okay.
Dr. Elcott self-leveled, so... Although that was rather strong.
Yes, it was, because that was a very wrong thing for me to think. And I apologize, Overlord.
Forgot my name, huh? Forgot my name. Well, forget this, then. But you don't forget Overlord Four-Eye Prescott's name. Maybe some of these other suckers, but not me. I was fucking around. You guys said yes. Okay, all right.
Elcott the Next Step has been a presentation of the University of Wampaw in Wampaw, New York. For a transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott Wampaw, The Next Step, New York, Wampaw University, Elcott. That's Elcott Wampaw, New York, The Next Step University, Wampaw Elcott Me. I'm Dookie Williams. This is Elcott The Next Step. Thank you, Overlords.
Me?
I'm sorry?
What about me?
Oh, and special thanks to Overlord Four Eyes Prescott.
Sorry.
And thank you, Dr. Elcott.
Thank you.